numerology is a system of ancient codes found in our birth information that gives insight to the lessons we each must learn in this lifetime. Elizabeth Summers is a medium and esoteric numerologer offering her knowledge of ancient wisdoms to help fellow travelers towards a more enlightened and peaceful path. Join her now for the magical world of numbers.
Hi, good evening, everyone. We'll wait till the hurricane dies down. Thanks for visiting with me in the magical world of numbers. What a great evening we have here in beautiful Colorado. And I hope where you are not being drowned by the raindrops. I keep hearing in my head that song from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, "Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head." It seems as though that is the summer song that many of us have experienced for the last 3 months. And we're getting it again here in Colorado. And so it is. We have two choices, kick and scream or carry on or get out an umbrella or stay in the house. That's the way it is. I want to tell you something exciting. My radio show is expanding its listening opportunities to all my people. My live show is now every Wednesday in this time, depending upon the time zone you're in, 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, 9 East Coast. Now, also, every Saturday night and Sunday night, there will be a replay of my live show, so that if you miss my live show on Wednesday because you're out doing great and wonderful things and life is full of choices, just tune in to Blog Talk Radio in your time zone and listen to the replay. Of course, you certainly can download everything. You have opportunity to go into archives and download it, which I'm thrilled because the volume of friends, listeners that are downloading and listening at your convenience is growing and growing and growing. It's so fabulous. I get so excited. Also, I'm on my own channel on YouTube, Elizabeth Summers. I have my own channel. All my shows are there. You can go and listen to my shows on iTunes. And, of course, the listings and the links are on my two websites. One is ElizabethSummers.com and the Magical World of Numbers. And so I'm really excited the fact that I have an opportunity to expand my audience into Saturday night and Sunday night. Same time, whatever time zone you're in, go to Blog Talk Radio and there we will be again, kick back at the end of a long week and just listen to the magic that numbers say all about you. Tonight, we're going to begin a whole new series because we're in a whole new month of September. Let's do a little housekeeping first. On Blog Talk Radio, on my site, The Magical World of Numbers, there's a follow icon. Click on that follow and be a follower of mine. And Blog Talk Radio will send you information immediately prior to or the same day of or what have you of the topic I will be chatting to you about. So become a follower. I would be thrilled if you were a follower there. As we then go to Facebook, and the Magical World of Numbers Facebook, where you can thumbs up, like me, like the site, actually, and be sure you click on Get Notifications. That, too, is growing and expanding, and I'm just so grateful to all of you. I will be writing now more and more, and that I've recouped from the Labor Day holiday and into the new fall season. And so follow me on Blog Talk Radio. Push that button. Go to The Magical World of Numbers and click that thumbs up, like, and click on notifications, and that way, for sure, you will get everything I want to write about. Tonight, we're going to talk about the number 9. September is the 9th month of the year. On my websites, The Magical World of Numbers and ElizabethSummers.com, I have 2 really extensive articles that will further expand information about the number 9. One is an article that is published in many magazines now, internet as well as print magazines. I write my column, The Magical World of Numbers, for many publishers, and I'm just delighted to tell you that. And the other one is my own that I write for my people called Numerology News, all about the number 9 this month. So be sure you read both articles because they're not the same. I have put some information in one that's not in the other, but it'll help you personality-wise especially understand the temperament, the behaviors that are connected to the number 9. The energy of the number 9, you know, is not exactly an easy one. And we're going to, all throughout this month, talk about the number 9, 18-9, 27-9, every which way but loose. As far as a birthday number, as far as a lesson to be learned, as far as a transit in the readings that I do for people, the calendar readings that gives you insight as to what on earth is going on in my life for 2014 into 2015. You should schedule a reading with me and help me to help you get clarity as to the direction that your life will be taking you as far as themes and issues. And if someone is in a 9-year, in the current 9-year cycle, well, sit down and listen and don't get all fussy at Elizabeth when I tell you some things. So the number 9 is what we're going to talk about. Astrologically, because you know I bring into all of my readings astrology, tarot interpretations of the numbers, and of course the wonderful ancient formulas, numerological formulas that are a language to me. The number 9 is the energy of Mars. Mars is the god of war. Does that say anything about the potential of anyone who's associated with the number 9? It is drama. It is theater. It is war. It is belligerence. It is assertiveness. It is aggressiveness. It is connected to the color red. Many numerologers and astrologers connect the number 9 to the energy of Scorpio. Now, folks, in my opinion, Scorpio is the toughest energy out there. It's the toughest sign. It is ruled by Pluto. Pluto is so slow moving. It's slower than a snail. Takes years and years and years and years and years to do whatever it's supposed to do when it's in a sign. Right now, in general, Pluto is greatly affecting Capricorns. Until 2023, all Capricorns are experiencing death of the old and rebirth into something new. When our buddies Capricorns look back at their life in 2023, they're not going to recognize themselves. Hopefully, they will see terrific progress. Why? Because Pluto is the energy of death and rebirth. Scorpio dredges up from who knows where and who knows what lifetime, people, places, situations that they need to confront in this particular incarnation. And sometimes just ain't pretty. So Scorpio, Mars, the number 9, is what we're going to chat about every which way but loose tonight. Next week, we're going to talk about another aspect of the number 9, 18, if you will, which is a minor karma code. The number 9 in a birth name. And print out, while you're listening to me, print out your birth name, not your married name, not your nickname, not your celebrity name, your birth name. And every letter I, as in igloo, and R, as reward, is associated with the number 9. So label your birth name while you're listening to me, and then count how many I's and R's, 9's, you have in your name. Because there is a certain number, in order for it to be a balanced amount of energy, there should only be about 3 or 4 I's or R's in a name. When there's more than that, we move into control issues, which is one of my topics tonight to chat with you about. And rarely, does happen, but rarely, when there are 0 9's in a birth name, then we have somewhat of an issue of growth, shall we say, that needs to be addressed. The number 9 connected to the letter I, connected to the letter R, has a motto in this lifetime that is about love. Now, not necessarily boyfriend-girlfriend stuff. The number 9's motto is love equals giving. Love equals giving. Therefore, it needs to learn how to give. Before I go knee-deep into the number 9, let's talk a little astrology. Right now, we are moving closer and closer and closer, inching closer and closer and closer to the final supermoon in 2014. It is September 8th, 9th, depending upon where you are in the globe. And it's the final one. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but the supermoon in August, I didn't handle too well. Didn't handle too well whatsoever. Rarely do I become a grumpy dump. Rarely do I become nasty. But I tell you, that last supermoon, I was just not the nice person to be around. So what did I do? I thought, oh, I'm going to call my girlfriends and just kind of vent. And, you know, I'm always there for them. They're always here for me. Well, lo and behold, they were in the same boat that I was. We were all a whole bunch of nasty broads. So we all decided to hang up, go into our cave, have a glass of wine, and chill out and let the supermoon fade away. And in a day or two, we were all happy campers again. This supermoon is not going to be as intense. It's not as close to the earth. It is not pulling as much on our subconscious and our emotions as the previous one in August. This one is going to be in Pisces. Pisces rules the 12th house, which is the house of karma and relationships that are karma. And so I think it can be bringing up some perhaps relationship issues that need to be dealt with. I want you to watch your health. Pisces is I always say Pisces is like holding a cloud in your hand. You know, they are very psychic, very intuitive. Their feet are not always on the ground. They can be here, there, and everywhere energetically. And all you Pisces are really going to be influenced by this final supermoon. I think some issues connected to safety and security, even food quality, is going to need to be addressed in your own life. And watch your pets. Be sure your pets are safe and healthy. In the negative side, there we might see on the news, as we're beginning to see already, thefts. And interestingly enough, information leaks. Didn't we just hear about the movie stars and their nude pictures that were up in the cloud that found, the hackers found, and that's very much supermoon in Pisces. Theft. So just reported credit card theft to many of its people. This is the full moon that is bringing up, like a mushroom cloud, issues that need to be addressed, dealt with, and straightened out. Jupiter is in Leo. Lovely, 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 especially for Leos. And know that Jupiter, Big Daddy Jupiter, expansion and opportunities, even though you might not be a Leo in some fashion, it is very positive for everybody's life. And add to that Uranus, planet of action, Jackson, unexpected happenings, connected to the number 11 too, is in Aries. First house of Aries, how Aries show themselves to the world, movement and aggression. This is really good combination for all of us. There's good stuff out here, folks, that if we just stay positive, tune into it, the universe is not, you know, stuck in a mud puddle here for us. So this combination of Jupiter and Aries and Uranus and Leo, and Aries is a fire sign, Leo is a fire sign, you got action, they're like blowtorches right there. It's a time of flourishing and creativity and freedom in our lives personally. Allow your life to loosen up. Take the spandex of life off, folks, and allow for the change to come in, because this is really a good opportunity, a good time for self-expression, for risk-taking, for a personal growth, career opportunity, and style. Change your style. It was very sad the other day. I went into our local Ace Hardware to actually go to the post office. But while I was in there, I just had to buy this one particular item. And I, of course, if you've seen my websites, I have red hair, and I had my face on at that particular day, and I was all bubbles, bangles, and beads, and kind of festive looking. And so when I was at the clerk's station paying for it, she commented about all my jewelry that I had on, because I do love jewelry, all the jewelry I had on, and she says, oh, I wish I could wear that. And she said, and I love your red hair. I wish I could do that with my hair. And here was this plain Jane, dowdy clerk who was looking at me with wishful thinking, if she was wishing that she could do that. And, of course, I was very kind and wonderful. We were having fun with everything. And I walked away and I thought to myself, why not? What's holding you back? Why not? Didn't hold me back. What is holding you back from living your life, fulfilling your wishes? And I'm saying the same thing to you. If you want to dye your hair purple, you dye your hair purple. Years ago, years ago, years ago, I was a blonde, 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 blonde for whatever. And when I moved to Colorado one day, I decided I want to be a redhead. And I have been a redhead ever since then. And, of course, it certainly fits my personality, I am told by many people. And so, therefore, the important thing for you to know is let nothing hold you back. You never, ever, ever want to close your eyes on this incarnation. and look back and experience, which happens, the shoulda, woulda, couldas. Shoulda, woulda, couldas. Nothing is worse than kicking your own bum because you gave your power to the control of other people. And so your prayer today is, today am safe, stable, and secure. And all my needs are met in a perfect way, in a perfect timing. And I choose to trust that I will have what I need when I need it. And I tell you, especially those that are experiencing the number 9, your soul, in order to teach you to give up control and let go and allow, usually waits to the last minute, the 11th hour, to provide for you. So just keep hanging in there, because personally, it has never proven not to be true. And the more stubborn you are, the longer you're going to have to wait. So let's get into the number 9. In tarot cards, the number 9 is the Hermit, based on the Rider-Waite. There's lots of tarot decks out there. I only use the one that I started with way back in the 80s, the ancient Rider-Waite deck. And the Hermit is standing there with a lantern, a lit lantern. That symbolism is the number 9 that is saying the answers are within. Always remember that. All the answers and information to your life's issues are within you. Your higher self knows where it's going, what it's about, what is the lesson. We get ourselves very confused about what on earth is this about. This is when you have to be in silence. This is when you have to sit. Just sit down. Nothing else. 15, 20 minutes. Sit and ask, what is this about? Or what do I do? Or show me the next step. So the Hermit card, the number 9, is about introspection. It's about searching. It's about finding the guidance within you, but you also need to have a sense of solitude about the whole thing. You have to sit down, be quiet. You got to think things over. You have to focus inward, not outward. Well, what am I going to do? And then the rent, and then the kids, and then the this and that. Inward, lit lantern, if you will. Concentrate less on your senses. When I'm in quiet time, I usually, this is me because I'm a visual person, I usually close my eyes. It helps me stay inward, helps me stay focused. If not, you know, I would be constantly redecorating the room and thinking of the blinds and the shades. I close my eyes. If there are barking dogs, trains going by, cutting of the lawn, I'll go get my earplugs. So I close down that sense of hearing, which allows me to hear my own interest in my own breathing, which brings me to a point, just a little tip, a little digression here, but I wanted to tell you this somewhere along the line. If you can't sleep at night, put in earplugs, soft little earplugs. I don't want to hear, oh, I don't like anything in my ear and whatever. For years, I have slept with earplugs. And the cool thing is that when those earplugs are in, you begin to hear your own breathing from inside yourself. And the syncopation of that breathing up and down, the syncopation of it becomes self-hypnotic, and you go off to sleep. You go off to sleep. You self-hypnotize yourself. So try that. get the soft little ones, the little orange ones, in there and take a couple deep breaths and start listening from the inside out to your own syncopated breathing. And before you know it, it's 6, 7 o'clock the next morning to the Hermit card. Find the answers within. Find the greater understanding within. Don't be someone who goes here, there, and everywhere externally. The answers are within. So this hermit, this number 9 vibration, we all go through this as a 9-year cycle. Some people have it as their birthday number. Some people have it as the accumulation of all their vows and their name, their soul number. Some people have it as their life lesson number. That's when it's really intense, when they become real, real personal. And that's not for everybody, but you know who you are out there. So in seeking your solitude, you need to kind of be alone. Desire stillness. Sit down, shut up, turn off all the electronics. Stillness, be still. My favorite motto is, shh, God said to Jesus, shh, be still, and know that I am God. I got this handled, but I'm not going to compete with all the externals. Sit down, be quiet, chill out, and we'll talk. But you got to be still. Withdraw from the world. Go off to your by yourself. Number 7s are great at this. Feel comfortable in seclusion. Give up any kind of distractions. And retreat into some sort of a little private world. Now, this is not depression. This is not anything that needs to be concerned. It is a quiet time, 15, 20 minutes, at least in the morning if possible, twice a day is all that you need. I certainly couldn't sit still if I was a Buddhist in some temples there for 3, 4, 5 hours sitting in quiet time meditation. I do not think so. 15, 20 minutes. God can talk fast. The characteristics of the number 9. It's about completion. It's about perfectionism. Sometimes it gets a little sticky wicket. More importantly, it's about compassion, universal love, universal brotherhood. The number 9 is about spirituality. Really important, it is about forgiveness, which is going to be more of a topic down in the next couple of weeks. Number 9 is multi-talented. You talk about multitasking, that's the number 9. And wonderful rewards come to them when they overcome some issues from the universe. Universe is just. Let go and say to yourself, universe is just. Let it go. Give it to Mother, Father, God. Well, what about the number 9? If the letter I or the letter R is the first letter of your first name, this is called a cornerstone vibration. It's very pivotal. It's called an attitude. And this is one of the things that I point out in a natal reading and also children's readings that I do to give parents some insight as to the attitude that their child or you, even now grown-ups listening, have as soul in this lifetime. And the I and the R is connected to the 9. So your attitude, your approach to life as a soul is based upon love and compassion and sympathy and romance. Oh, big romantics here, sometimes in love with love. Very emotional, very artistically talented, and have this magnetism this is like a preacher vibration. It is just a magnetic energy. The letters I and R, especially in the cornerstone vibration. And these folks, their attitude has a broader viewpoint. They don't always get stuck in the sticky wicket. You know what I mean? And they think very charitably. This is the humanitarian vibration. But on the other hand, when it's out of balance, this cornerstone vibration, this first letter, I or R, can be really overly emotional, really impractical, even fickle. They can have a little whatever attitude. They can daydream aimlessly. They get caught up in the clouds, don't accomplish anything, not most practical. So they really have to watch themselves. I think we should take a break. I have some callers on the line. When I come back, I will do some mini readings before I continue talking about the number 9 here. The call-in number for a mini reading, which will be predictions for the next 6 months or so that I see for my callers. And when you call in, I want your first and middle name, your month and day of birth, and how old you are, and come on the line fast, because I have so much to tell you tonight. So let's just take a little break. Drink a water, glass of wine, cup of tea, and come back soon. Here we are again. Deep breath, everyone. The call-in number for a mini reading is 347-55-8628. 347-855-8628. And when I turn on your mic, I'll announce your area code. Come right in and let's see. This is area code 561, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
What's your first
Excuse
and
me?
Middle name?
Stacy
Ann. What is
Stacy
it?
Stacy Ann.
Okay, good. We're getting a little feedback. That's great. Stacy Ann, how old are you, honey?
41.
Well, you don't sound 41. Good for you. You sound much younger, Stacy Ann. And your month and day of birth?
12/16.
12/16. Well, all right. The birthday number tells me about your personality, your temperament, if you will. And those that have the 16 birthday number have to, sometimes they can be loners. Sometimes they can have a, they want a kind of, I call it the Greta Garbo number. I want to be alone. So if you find that about yourself, it's okay. All right?
That's me, yeah.
Yeah, that's you. I know. Very introspective, think about things, not a wild and crazy party animal, I might say, but
no.
That's okay. No. Now, I am looking at your transits starting, your birthday's in December, and here we are in September, and this is the rule, folks, 3 months before the month of the actual birthday, which for Stacy is December. I back it up, 3 months. Which is, puts us here in September. Stacy, this is the perfect time here. And know that the new year of your current, of the 9-year cycle is starting to show itself. And I tell you, it looks very good, very different than what you're coming out of. You're coming out of maybe an introspective, mopey-dopey thinking, I want to be alone here. And what's on its way is an 8-year of money, business, property, power, real estate, of advancement and opportunity for you, a new direction, new lease on life. I want you to listen to your spirituality and know, well, you know, folks, to digress here, it wouldn't be a visit to the magical world of numbers if we didn't have the train signals, trains going through town, adding a little background sound here. So I apologize for that. I would say from February onward, you know, I'd just get past January, but February onward of next year, I think some really good things are going to happen for you, and especially in the month of May and June, you're moving into partnerships, business partnerships, opportunity, everything is basically connected to your work and your career. You're moving into a nice new year, Stacy Ann, okay?
Oh, okay.
Totally different than what you're leaving behind. Totally.
I won't miss it.
I know. It was a little toughy. I know that combination I see here was a little toughy, but it's beginning to weaken in your life, and you will physically feel more shoulders back, chins up, more the executive and planner. You watch. It's going to start coming into your energy fields. So thanks for calling in, honey. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, we're calling in area code 601. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Well, we have a southerner on our air, don't we? Yes, we do. What's your first?
Yes. Yeah.
What's your first and middle name?
Tara. And my middle name?
Yes.
It's Angelique.
That's all right, Angelique. And is it Tara with a T?
Tara Angelique.
Okay, Tara. All right, and how old are you, Tara?
28.
Oh, this is an important age. And what is your month and day of birth?
11/3.
So you're Scorpio. All right, couple things I have to say here, and this is going to apply to everyone. These two things I'm going to talk about right now to Tara Angelique is this. Right now, Saturn, Big Daddy Saturn, drill instructor, shape up or ship out, is sitting in the sign of Scorpio and has been there for the last 2 years. And therefore, if your life has taken some very very interesting turns know that it is because Saturn is in Scorpio. Now, it's going to stay there intensely for all Scorpios, not just Terra, until December 23rd of this year, 2014. Then it's going to get on its little tricycle and move forward into Sagittarius until about June. Then it's going to stop and say, you know, I think I have a little bit more mopping up to do for those Scorpio folks. It's going to turn around and go back into Scorpio for the rest of 2015. It's going to tidy up all the Scorpios' lives, and then it's done forever and ever for another bunch of years, and then it's going to move permanently for 2.5 years, or, well, 2 years, actually, into Sagittarius. So that applies to every Scorpio that's listening. The other thing that I want to say here is about anyone who's 28 to 30 years of age. You are in your first Saturn return. It is rock and roll. Major changes. Is this all ringing a bell with you, Tara?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's rock and
it's
roll.
It's horrible.
It is. Well, it's another Saturn situation. You're in boot camp, baby girl, and this applies to everybody from 28 to 30. Major changes are occurring, major opportunities, marriages, divorce, going to school, readjusting your life. It's really the growing up time that says, now look, 28 to 30-year-olds, you all just look back on the last 28 years, 6 months of your life, and you decide what ain't working anymore and what needs to be fixed. Don't make me clean up your life. And so, therefore, for some people, it sounds like, Tara, it's just horrible. Well, it's not horrible. It is moving you forward. And so do not resist. Now, I will tell you that as of, this is specific now to you, Tara, moving forward here in the November, all the way then into next year, you are in a lovely year, 3 year expansion, world card opportunities, yum, yum, yo, yo. Honey, it is, the worst is getting behind you. You have been in a year of major turning points in your life, but I think January and February look very good for your work and your career. So hold on. 2015 is going to look totally different, much better. Travel, expansion, opportunity, and look at your values. The worst is behind you for right now. Okay?
Awesome.
All right.
Okay, I hope so. Thank you.
I hope so. No doubt. You'll block that energy of good stuff coming in here. So off you go on your broom. Bye.
Okay.
All right. Now we have area code 516. You're on the air. Where are you? What is your first and middle name?
Sandra Donna, and I'm calling from New York.
Oh, I love New York. I'm from Philadelphia. You know, that people say to me, I have an accent. They say, I'm here in Colorado. They say, where are you from? You have an accent. I said, I'll have an accent. Tara Angelique had an accent, but I don't have an accent. But boy, oh boy. So calling
you
from New York.
You definitely have an accent.
Oh, stop that. And how old are you?
I'm 45, and I'm March 2nd.
March 2nd. Okay, well, you certainly have been through a lot of changes in this lifetime. That is for sure.
Yes,
and,
I have.
You know, you have. And I would say that 45, and this goes for everyone who's 45 listening, 45 is about endings, finishing, and completions of money deals, property deals, management deals, something very practical and pragmatic. It's coming to completion. 46 for everybody is new beginnings, new starts. It's one of the major forward movement in your life. And I'm telling you, at 46, it's going to be a biggie. All of this year of 2014, you have been reassessing your values. What's important here? The attitude adjustment has been going on. internally, emotionally. Now, as a consequence of that, your outer world, your environmental world is going to start shifting in 2015. You can move to a new location, move to a new job, move to a new lifestyle. You have, and I want you to be sure in your partner, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about in January of 2015, because you're in January, you're going to come under, not only will you be 46, that energy is going to start coming in because you have an early birthday, new beginnings, new starts, but the year you're going to be in, which will show itself immediately in January because you have an early birthday, is the death card in Tarot. Now, Noah's going to die, but the death card is a major energy. Very practical foundation, transformation in your life. Your outer world's going to shift. If you're in a growth spurt, it's going to be like coming out of diapers going into big girl pants. It's going to be a biggie, all right? And do not be concerned about it. You have a little, you have a birthday number that is kind of a scaredy cat. It is fearful. And doesn't like to fight and does not combat and don't negotiate. It'll get walked all over like a doormat, that number two birthday number. And your soul is saying to you, no, don't you be afraid. Remember, be still and know that I am God. I've got this handled. So I think 2015 is going to be a really exciting year of growth, new beginnings, new starts for you. You go, girl.
Does that include marriage possibly?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm not going to say no. Either marriage in 2015, or I would skip a year. I would skip 2016, and I would consider it in 2017. Marriages that occur in a 5-year are usually impulsive, impatient, whatever, and we don't want that. So the number 4 of your year that you're moving in is very nice for marriage. Number 4 is like marriage. Okay, well, there you go.
Thank you.
Welcome, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And finally, we have our final caller, area code 260. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you?
Good, good. What's your first and middle name?
My name is Trina Kay. Hello?
I'm here. Are you in Canada?
Okay. No, I'm in
are
Indiana.
Are you in Canada? Oh, you're in Indiana. I have a wonderful client friend called Trina. Okay. And how old are you, Trina?
I'm 50.
She says with great enthusiasm, I'm 50. Okay. And your month and day of birth? Your
February
month and day of birth?
20, February
29. Well, right off the bat,
yes.
29. Okay. I'm going to tell you, you are an old soul. You are an old soul, and you need, and that doesn't have to do with anything connected to the age of 50. It has to do with a spiritual intuitiveness that you clearly have. I hope you listen to it very much. It's going to be in 2014 here, very, very, very powerful for you. You are in a decade that is going to bring you a lot of changes, and no, you are not to be fearful about that. As I said to Sandra Donna, that the number 2 is fearful a lot of times. It is an energy that sometimes doesn't set its boundaries, and you definitely have to do that in your partnerships, both business and personal. Are you in any way connected to finances or bookkeeping or accounting or things like that? Banking?
No.
Okay. Because the birthday number 29 frequently goes to those careers. The age of 50 is introducing you so different than the decade of the 40s, which is sitting down, the kids and the house. Uh-uh. You get your dancing shoes on, honey, because it's going to be rock and roll. Your body is going to change. Your life's going to change. Your attitude is going to change. And I want you to be wide open, and go for it. It's a good thing. Know that you're in year two of your current nine-year cycle, and year two is, and it's a 38-2. Did you have any issues connected to your mother and responsibility to your mother this year?
Yes.
Yes, because this is, this. See, there's 2, there's 20, which adds to a 2, there's 11, 2, and there's 38 to an 11, and that is the Queen of Cups in Tarot, and a lot of times that has to do with responsibility connected to your maternal, to your own mother. Well, know that I don't see anything you need to be fussy about here. You clearly are, this is a karmic partnership between you and she. It is an energy that when you get into next year, there could even be a young person who gives you a few fits that you need to deal with, maybe in your 30s, but you will find next year in 2015 a lighter vibration. You'll feel a little bit happier, a little bit more expansive, and there's some really good luck coming to you. I don't see anything here that I need to really caution you about, okay? So it's only going to get better next. It's only going to get better, honey. Okay?
How about 11?
Thanks for...
Do you see 11 interest?
How about... What? What?
A love interest.
Oh, a love interest?
Do you see a love
interest?
Yeah.
If you do, I think he would probably be younger than you. Uh-huh. I'm not going to say no. And the trends that you are running are conducive to emotional partnerships. Yes. So next year, 2015, you will be drawing in more and more karma partnerships, and someone that you would be attracted to might be, would probably be younger than you. And, you know, Trina, I'm not going to rule out maybe considerably younger than you. So strut your stuff, baby. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And so here we are. We don't have a lot of time left, and I had so much that I just wanted to talk to you about. I think the final thing that I want to chat with you about is this, and it is a digression from the number 9, but it popped into my head today, and I haven't thought about this in a long time, and I quickly went and wrote it down because I suppose I'm supposed to share this practice with you, and it will help you tremendously to guide your life. Be sure you have pencil and paper here, and I will post this on my on Facebook too. But pencil and paper. This is called the Coronado Plan. Years ago, I taught junior high school, and for a long time, and I took a course on values, Coronado Plan of Value Sharing, it was called, and it was to supplant religious thinking in the schools with more practical, pragmatic. There are 6 steps. And if you follow these 6 steps in your decision-making in this lifetime, you will get clarity. You will be able to decide if something is really of value to you. We go through attitude adjustments connected to values, and we then float all over the place. The step number 1 is whatever you are deciding upon, you have to use your free will. Like, no one's going to have a gun on your head, at your head, saying you got to do this, you got to do this. You have to exercise step 1, your free will. Number 2, you have to have several choices to consider, not just one. This can apply. When I taught this to a bunch of nuns, I talked about dresses that I had to make choices about, and of course they didn't have too many choices. They had the same one. So step 2, choices, several choices. Then step 3, you consider the consequences of each one of those choices. This is a huge issue because people make choices, but they don't consider the consequences. Step 1, free will. Step 2, lots of choices. two or three. You know, you don't have to have a whole library. Number three, consider the consequences of each one of those choices. Then, whichever choice steps out as the one, you have to value it so much that you are going to act on it. You're going to do something about it. The example that I use is a woman was involved with on an Air Force base, and she, and this is a true story, and she got involved with a married man, and they had their affair, but they never left the hotel room. They never went out in public. They didn't act on their relationship. Number five, you have to make it public. You got to put the dress on that you decide upon. You have to go out with the guy. You have to do this and that. You change your red hair. You have to make it public. Now, you don't have to go on television, but you get out the front door. And finally, and here's the interesting thing, step six is you have to repeat your choice after a period of time. After a period of time. For instance, you get married. You're married for 10 years. In 10 years, you look back and you say to yourself, if I had to do it over again, would I marry this dude? Would I marry the same woman? If the answer is yes, that relationship still has value. If it is no, not knowing what I know now, then we have to address some issues. So just to review, this has changed my life. This is how I make decisions. The Coronado Plan of Value Sharing. Number one, free will. Number two, choices. Number three, consequences of your choices. Number four, act on whatever that choice is that pops out. Number five, make it public. And number six, after a period of time, repeat it. And there you have it. So powerful. Use that and you will be on your way. Go to my website. Check out my numerology readings that I do for my clients. I've been doing this work since 1988. I love my work. I love my radio show. Remember, it's on Wednesday, and the replays are Saturday night and Sunday night, same time, same station. And be in touch with me. Follow me on my radio show. Go to my Magical World of Numbers Facebook. Send me an email. Go to the contact button. Send me an email. I am always here for you. It's best to send me an email and not call me because I'm always on the phone doing readings with my clients. And I'm very blessed that my readings and my work are now worldwide. I have many clients in Europe. I have many clients in Australia, Canada, and, of course, my wonderful people in the States. I am always here. I am always here for you. I'm always telling you that. Be still. Know that I am God. Mother, Father, God says. Have your quiet time. Have your quiet time. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. All is well, says. All is well. And so, until next time we meet, know. Just know. That I send you God's white light, his peace and his harmony. Know that I wish you all good things. And thank you so much for the honor and visiting with me in the magical world of numbers.